Take me there if you need it. It's right here. My life is here. I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. Just take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. Just take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place. Set it ablaze. And I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Clean my hands. Purify my heart. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. I wanna burn for you, only for you. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Burn it away. Burn it away. Consuming fire. fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away, yeah, consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away, consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away, consuming fire. Consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. I want to be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I want to burn for you, only for you. I want to burn for you, only for you. I want to burn for you, only for you.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to burn for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for waking us up to a brand new day and this beautiful day that you have made, a day that we've never seen before. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, and that you woke us up and you kept us safe throughout the night. We understand, oh God, that it's your power, it's by your power and your might that woke us up this morning. And we ask that you would order our steps and guide us, guide our thoughts and our words and our deeds this morning. And God, we just pray again for the family of our mother, Oliver, 105 years young, God. We just thank you for her life and her faithfulness, even coming on this call to say her name and where she's calling from. And 105 years is such a glorious amount of years to be on this earth. And we ask, God, that we pray that you would continue to leave and let your light shine on our co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, and who have been committed to lead us daily on this TMC call for 10 glorious years. We ask that you continue to guide them and to give them the strength to carry us through. We thank you for our psalmist who set the atmosphere this morning, Psalmist Kaylin. We just thank you, and we ask that you would bless our speaker today, who will give us a word that will encourage our minds, our hearts, and our soul. We ask this in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Greeter, host, are you there?
Yes, yes I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for agreeing this morning and starting us out with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Kaylin, for ushering us in this morning.
Thank you. My name is Cynthia Cox. My name is Cynthia Cox. I'm from the Bronx, New York. Thank you, Dr. PK, for sharing the information about our late, oh my God, I just have to be strong this morning. My mother Oliver, which went home to be with the Lord this morning. On October 20th, our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Lundgren, started us on this journey. I'm so glad to be on this journey this morning. Yes, we have a scripture this morning, Psalms 88:13. But you, I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning, come, my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. We also have a website that you can visit 24/7. It's www.themasterscalled.net. www.themasterscalled.net. And all of our message has been archived on this site as bios of our speakers. The theme for the year 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, and the evidence of great work must be released and seen. Amen. If you've been fed by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a host, agree to, as Ms. Rosa, as a host, as yours truly, or share a word with the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscalled.net. info@themasterscalled.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we have a treat on Friday in the second half of our call. You can stay on and give your prayer request and your praise report live. So we are so grateful for that. The nominal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We now call Artists Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and you also can share with each and everyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders will give valuable information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. The number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-6179, 2946170#. There is a, if your service is T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number that you can use before you call so that you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, and in my family, the Power Couple, Mrs. and Mrs. Flanagan will be doing the call this morning and talking about breast cancer. So I want everybody to connect and share with others that they may hear this call this morning. It's so important. Please visit your back office and your WhatsApp app daily. Well, I'm going to get out of the way. We have a dynamic speaker. She's no stranger to this call, but we want to give a few things on her. And I am so grateful. She's my friend, prayer partner. Her name is Minister Brenda Terrell, born on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. Minister Brenda Terrell was married to Freddie Terrell, and Minister Brenda Terrell has a mother of five children and three grandsons. Minister's favorite words are, God is faithful. Oh, yes, he is. He's faithful this morning. Minister Brenda Terrell is an honest distributor. I want to present to others. I don't want to hold you back on this message she's getting ready to share with us this morning. Present to others, and just happy this morning. I just overwhelmed so of the mother, and I just want to say thank you. She's my friend. I love her to life. Without further ado, let me introduce you some and present to others. Other than Minister Brenda Terrell, are you out there?
I am, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. I tell you, it is we both trying to get ourselves together here this morning, and it is so honoring to be introduced by a woman of God who is truly out in the trenches and asking and beckoning people to come to Christ and to the Master's call. And she was the one that brought Mother Oliver to this call. So we can definitely understand her heart and how she's feeling this morning, as many of us are feeling. And we love you, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, for what you, who you are and what you're doing for the Master. Good morning, TMC family. I want to say thank you to our psalmist, Kaylin. I tell you, you definitely opened up with just what the Lord prepared for us this morning. Consuming fire, burn it away. I said, Lord, it couldn't be a better song. Thank you for ushering us before his presence this morning. Minister Roslyn, thank you for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord. And I tell you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, I can't thank you enough for allowing God to use you to have this platform for us to share with one another, to serve one another, and to allow God to have his way. Thank you for allowing me to share this platform. And good morning again to my TMC family. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we ask you, Father, that you take this vessel and use it for your glory. Lord, we are your people, and we're at your feet. And touch our hearts, our minds, our ears, that we all will hear what the Spirit has to say. We thank you in advance because we're here for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, this morning, I'll be speaking on the power of unity, the power of unity. And we all, I'm sure, know from being in church, Psalm 133, where it says, how good and how pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity, in harmony. Oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I'm sure we can all agree to the fact that as believers, we are called to work together in unity in order to fulfill God's purpose in each of our lives. We are called to serve one another in love and serve together in the body of Christ. Ephesians 4 and 3 tells us, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. When a team plays a game, the players come together with the strategies to accumulate points to win the game. There may be a star player in the midst. However, some have to block while another scores. It takes a team effort. When a country goes to war, it is without a doubt that every soldier commits to unified effort to protect each other while fighting for their country. When a crew builds a house, the notable carpenter, electrician, plumber, the roofer, etc., collaborate their expertise to produce one magnificent structure. When a church is planted, every member, every believer, has a commission from God to become fishers of men. And then souls are saved, bodies are healed, and miracles manifest. The unified body causes the team to win, the country to conquer, the house getting completed, and of course the church grows with the spirit and power of unity. Why? Simply because one can chase a thousand, and two can chase 10,000. Our churches should be with an overflow because they see unity like no other. Don't get me wrong, conflict will arise among the team, among the soldiers, as well as the home builders. Yet, with mutual agreement of everyone doing their part, the winning team will draw bigger crowds and win games. The country that won the battle will be highly recognized and esteemed by other countries. The admiration of one beautifully built home will cause the home builders to attract more customers. Therefore, there's no satisfaction like pleasing our Father in heaven with the obedience of His Word, led by the Holy Spirit, the power of unity. Colossians 3 and 14 says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Many times, it's mentioned there is no I in team. Each member is essential to the body, the team, the country, the crew, and the growth, the progress of these depends on the active participation of each member. So I look in the mirror and I ask that person, are you a hindrance to the team or a supporter? Are you encouraging or are you criticizing? Are you participating in knitting the team together or dividing it with complaints? These are some questions we have to ask ourselves to say, are we a part of unifying the body? Jesus told the disciples, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's Matthew 18:20. Many times, right here, among our TMC family, we have witnessed God manifest His glory by answering our prayers when we prayed in unity. We have seen His hand bring a near-death prognosis to a life-restoring situation. Hallelujah. The body of unity brought forth many testimonies throughout these 10 years, and we glorify God for it. God is faithful. You see, Jesus prayed for us. Yes, He did. You go over there in John 17 and 20, and you'll see where He said, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that You have sent Me, that they may be one as We are one. I in them and You in Me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that You sent Me and have loved them even as You have loved Me. That's the power of unity. You see, the world needs to see the believers in unity. And the question is asked, what are they seeing? Are they seeing a lot of bickering? A lot of complaining, a lot of
gnashing at each other? What are they seeing? Are they seeing us coming together in complete unity? Realizing just how important unity is to our Father, we can firmly say unity is created, developed, and manifested in love, because love conquers all. Yes, it does. That's a Selah moment. See, if there's ever a time for the believers to stand in unity on God's word, it's right now. The enemy wants to divide and conquer in our families and homes, in our communities, in our churches, and even in our relationships. But the devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. See, in our fractured culture we live in right now, we live with the tension of disunity every waking moment. Hate, dissension, and contempt flood our news feeds daily. While this may be normal for the world, as believers, this should not be. This should not be so. And so we have to come together, touching and believing. But remember, one can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. I don't know how many is on this call right now, but just can you imagine if we touch and agree at this very hour that the devil is a liar. He's not taking our homes. He's not dividing our relationships. And we are allowing God to manifest his glory in our relationships, step by step, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, to for his glory, and that we are still victorious in him. You see, the enemy is out to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He's a liar, and the truth is not in him. He is defeated. Jesus came that we have life and have it more abundantly. Now is the time for the believers to keep unity among us by meditating on God's word. Now is the time for the believers to focus on Jesus and him crucified, resurrected from the dead, given, having all power in his hands, rather than the situations that we're standing in, that we're walking in the midst of, that we're seeing on our TVs day in, day out. Or we could easily get caught up into these distractions. See, we got to see that God is our source. He is our strength. He is the one that unifies us. So if we could get easily caught up in these distractions, and you could rest assured we all can, and as my pastor would say, ask me how I know, because I got caught up in these distractions. But you see, now is the time to decree and declare that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Remember, one can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. That's unity with multiplied effects. Together, we can declare, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We are not accepting the disunified body. We're not accepting division as the world is trying to place within our minds and our hearts. We're not accepting it. See, remember, when two or three, as I said, come together touching and agreeing on anything, God promised, and he's one to watch over his word to perform it each and every time. He's not a man that he should lie. He says he's always in the midst. That's unity personified. God is still honoring the prayers of the righteous. We as prayer partners will come together in unity to seek honor and glorify the name that is above every name. And that name is Jesus Christ. He honors his word through our trials. See, he lets us go through things to come to realize who we are in him. We are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He says the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. And I tell you, when we know and come to realize that the greater one is standing tall in each and every one of us, we can decree and declare each and every day that we are unified in the body of Christ. We must remember that everything is still working together for our good. It's more than what we see. It's so, so much, much more than what we see. Ephesians 4 and 13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. With that, let me acknowledge further the power of unity. You see, unity brings peace. Yes, it does. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that puts us in a place where turmoil around us won't move us. A peace where we're in a serene place. And where we are in the, when the word says, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadows of the Almighty. You see, we're in the peace of God. Unity brings strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In James, it tells us to count it all joy when we fall in diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of our faith works patience. But yet, we got strength because unity brings strength. Unity brings blessings, blessings that surpasses all understanding. Unity brings revelations. Revelations, God reveals to us what needs to be done. He reveals to us the things that are about to happen. He reveals to us the things that have taken place. He reveals it to us, but yet, even if it's not so, if it's not so cordial, if it's not pleasant to the eyes, if it's not pleasant within our spirit, we still have a peace because God has revealed it to us. And guess what? He's revealed it to us to let us know, I got this. Oh, glory to God! Unity brings triumph. See, we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Unity brings revival. We know that God is our source. We know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that he has made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So I leave you with this. And it's a little song that I've learned, yes, as I was a Catholic, that we used to sing. And it goes like this. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity will one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Hallelujah. The power of unity. They'll know who we are because the love of Christ that brings unity within our hearts, within our minds, within our spirits, and they'll see that there's a difference because the love of Christ dwells within us. Happy 10th anniversary, TMC family. Jesus is still Lord, and unity is within our hearts. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that powerful word this morning. Unity brings strength. Hallelujah. I'm just so shouting here in my home right now this morning. Shortly after you come back and close us out in a benediction. After a few announcements, let us pray and pray our prayer request this morning. Lord Jesus, every day of our life, you give us opportunity to be about the work of your kingdom. Hallelujah. Unity brings strength. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us the wake up this morning. We didn't have to come wake up at an alarm clock. You woke us up this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for Minister Brennan, for that powerful words. Now is the time to believe with this focus on Jesus. Stand up for God's word, the power of unity. We must come together, Lord, and just keep you first. Hallelujah this morning. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Lord, you just want to fill Minister Brenner up with blessing after blessing overflow that she don't have enough room to take. God, but we thank you this morning for that powerful word. Lord, we honor our two outstanding co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their 10-year anniversary on the Master's Call, Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. I have been blessed, truly blessed by this call. Thank you, every prayer warrior and guest and artist, discriminator. Thank you for being here this morning, Lord God. Give us the script this morning. Thank you. We thank you for the De Leon Fund for sharing artists' life worldwide. Hallelujah. They want everybody to stay healthy. Pray for Mother Joseph this morning. Pray for Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Edith Cox, for their health and their strength this morning. Lift up the frontline workers that happen. Everyone in the COVID-19, pray for their families this morning, Lord. Pray for every nursing home and anybody that's incarcerated this morning. You lift them up this morning. Pray for the bereaving family, comfort like never before. We lift the mother, Annie Oliver, hallelujah, 105 years young this morning, that she went home, Lord, to be with you at 12:54 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Hallelujah. My heart is heavy this morning, God. Comfort the family like never before. God bless those who comfort those that will be comforted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to say again, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you, Dr. PK, for that on time. Mother Oliver, this powerful message you want to hear, let me share the number with you. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound. As I shared with you before, this morning is going to be a Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, with the power couple, my family, that's going to be talking about breast cancer. So everyone, please plug in. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, 94617-pound. Thank you, Minister Kalen, for ushering us in praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for greeting us, everyone, open up in that powerful prayer. Oh, man, thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for that message, that powerful message again. Would you please close us out in a benediction? Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. God bless you. And as Psalmist Kalen had sung this morning, purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts. Ephesians 3 tells us, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, that power of unity that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever. Amen. Have a glorious day. God bless you all, and we love you. Bye-bye.